So the spirits are describing that reclaiming the power of our words as medicine is a life, personal life, an existence as humans that just brings us boundless, boundless potentials of how we can live and feel and relate. It's very centered in the heart existence. And where we're heading, as the spirits describe, is toward a very new beginning. It's being indicated here in the ceremony with the new moon, a new cycle, a new beginning, a turning of the times for each of us potentially and for humanity. And a spirit who's sitting here in this area is the dolphin, who's about freedom. That we are heading toward true freedom by reclaiming the use of our language for how we can share as human beings with one another and within ourselves, the use of our own languages that are supportive of balance, well-being, a harmonious web of life, a very dynamic and changing, alive web of life. And freedom is what exists here. And the dolphin is showing we've had a taste, like we've just had a taste of how this might be. This is the dolphin who's just leapt into the air and realized, oh, I can breathe the air. So I exist in this vast realm of the ocean, and the air feeds me too. This dance in vast expansive realms. This is also an expression of a birthing. You know, a human birthing takes place with a shift from a very watery realm in the womb to breathing air. So the spirits here are talking about this, our words as medicine, as a way, as humans, we're actually birthing ourselves into the truth of our own humanness. There is so much more to who we are than we've been led to believe. There is so much more to who we are than thinking and talking in judgmental terms, and which shuts everybody down and boxes everybody in. So where we're heading with this pursuit is to our freedom, and freedom for all beings to simply be who they are, to simply and naturally be who they are. The wolf spirit is also describing the quality of this new beginning, what we're birthing ourselves into. And the wolf shows us about what we love to learn, what we love to immerse in, and then how we can naturally share that with others. So this can be in the dynamic of a teacher, a guide, who is sharing what they love, and to use the medicine of words to do that. We all have some guidance to offer someone. This is not any formal position of teacher. This is about what is it you love to learn about, deeply immerse in any moment you have, and how then can you share that with others in this way of words as medicine, in this way of communication that is just a genuine, passion-filled, clear sharing, no agenda, no strings attached, no mandate that anyone else has to see things or do things or pursue things the way you do. It's a simple, passionate sharing, an offering to life, your offering to life.